Blog Talk Radio.
This is Crossing Over the Answer. I'm telling you, man,
Teresa. I'm praying for you, Sister Kim, in Detroit, that called. Praying also for you, Ramona, down in Texas. You tonight. So, we're praying for you tonight. William, and I'm praying for every letter, every telephone call, every expression of love. I want you to know tonight, out yourself. A lot of us don't know ourselves. I'm praying for you down the road. And where you'll be a part of what God doing for you. Know yourself, be yourself. And I want you to know that every door closed will open up.
For someone facing incredible obstacles in your life, I want you to lean on God and trust His flawless record. He never fails. He can do the impossible. How do I know? I've seen Him do it.
I have no doubt my God can do the impossible.
There's nothing impossible for God.
I know He can.
I've seen Him do it.
I've seen Him do it.
He can turn the mess you're in to an awesome miracle. Yep, He can.
I know He can.
I've seen Him do it. So whatever problem you have, just let it go and give it to God.
He'll work it out.
Do I know what God can do?
I've seen Him do it.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
I lived long enough to see God do phenomenal things. Oh, yes, I have. I've seen God give people supernatural strength when they didn't know how they were going to make it. I've seen Him use the most unlikely people to do incredible things. So I wrote this verse for those of you that are less than perfect. Listen.
When your life has gone astray, He'll preserve and cover you with His grace. That's how God works.
That's how God works.
I've seen Him do it.
And this is what I like about God.
Then He'll erase your past.
If you repent,
so people can
erase your past.
Yeah.
chemotherapy to get completely healed. Oh, but we started to pray. She never had chemo, never had radiation, and 7 years later, she's cancer-free. You can't tell me God doesn't want miracles.
Hey, yeah.
Somebody got a testimony that they've been to the hospital to see what can get changes things. As I pray tonight, as we cross with our ancestors, I share a shake. I want to tell you tonight, you and you, maybe you got doubt in your mind. Maybe way. But I want to tell you tonight, he got the whole world in his hands. And I want to tell you tonight, if you let go and let God. See, some lady called, I haven't talked to you, let go God. It might seem like it's dark, but God will bring the light to you, man, woman. You got to be able to God do this. And I want to tell you something you trying to do tonight. It's a bishop, I ain't got the money. Something you trying to do, but God can open up. The whole world in his hands.
He's got the whole world.
Thank you for your presentation and your visit. What I want to know as you And Deborah Ann, I was talking in the spirit world to your mother. And she said, Bishop, take those and fix up the Patty and tell her how to do it, how to be successful. And she told me who the people was. And when I talk to you, I'm going to let you know. Thank you, kind spirit.
Leaving with our father and the Benden, we have to establish the world.
Egypt and the African gods.
And sent it in search of them. While his eye was gone, Artem sat alone on the hill in the midst of chaos and contemplated eternity. With the Ujjat eye, the eye of Ray, or the all-seeing eye. And their father, grateful for their safe return, shed tears of joy. These tears, dropping onto the dark and the early trees had nowhere to live, however, and so Shul and Pat mated and gave back the earth, and not the sky. And not
the brother and sister, deeply in love and
we have put together the best mega mystery box, and we are getting
the two lovers were forever able to see each other, but were no longer able to touch. Nord was already pregnant by Gap, however, and the five Egyptian gods, most often recognized as the earliest, or at least the most familiar representations of the older god figures. Osiris showed himself powerful and judicious to everyone. The band went on with their affairs. Osiris and Saturn. Osiris administrated efficiently, co-ruling with his sister wife Isis, and decided where the trees would best grow and the water flow most. In all things, he acted in accordance with the principle of Ma'at, harmony, and honored his father and siblings by keeping all things in harmonious balance. He had his brother's exact measurements taken in secret, and then ordered an elaborate chest created precisely to those specifications. When the chest was completed, at the end of the party, he offered the great chest as a gift to the one who could best fit inside it. Osiris, of course, fit perfectly, and once he was inside the coffin, Set slammed the lid on tight and of the world. Isis refused to believe that her husband was dead, but searching for him, finally finding the coffin inside a tree at Byblos. The people of the land were glad to help her. They put sources of papyrus in Egypt. It is thought this detail was added by a scribe to honor the city which was so important to practice trade. She brought the body back to Egypt and set about gathering and asked the Nephthys to guard over the place where she had hidden the body. During this time, Set began to worry that Isis might hate Osiris's body and find a way to bring her back to life, as she was very powerful. And when the goddess answered that she knew she was lying, he was able to get from her where Osiris's body was hidden and went there, tearing the coffin open and cutting the body into 42 pieces. Then the flung was all over the land of Egypt so that Isis would never be able to find them, and, this accomplished, returned to his palace to rule. When Isis returned, they found the coffin destroyed and the body gone. She a secret, told Isis what had happened, and offered to help her find the parts of Osiris. The two sisters then began searching the land for Osiris's parts. Wherever they found a body part, the 42 provinces of Egypt were established by the two goddesses. They finally assembled all of the body except for the penis, which had been eaten by a fish. Isis then created a replacement and made Osiris become a pregnant person. Osiris had been brought back to life successfully by Isis, but because he was incomplete, could not rule the world as he had before. Instead, he descended to the underworld to become the righteous judge and rule the land of death. Differentiate from Horus, the brother of Osiris, was raised in secret to protect him from Set, and, having grown to manhood, challenged his uncle for the rule of the kingdom. The past 80 years, Horus Set and vanished into Egypt to dwell in the arid deserts. Though there are many variants, and in some, Horus and Set agreed to divide the kingdom, and in others, Set is destroyed. The importance of Ma'at. Although there are many different versions of this myth, the one element which remains standard in all of them is the concept of Ma'at, which is disrupted. Ma'at was at the heart of all Egyptian mythology, and every myth, in some form or another, relies upon this value to inform it. The historian Jill Cameron writes, "Storytelling played an important part in Egyptian deeds of the gods, not written in early times, and only found their way through oral tradition into the literature of a later date." It is interesting to note that, no matter what era the tales were first composed in, the principle of harmonious balance, the evil dragon-like creature that lurked on the horizon, was a popular tale. Each evening at sunset, it tried to stop the passage of the setting sun through the underworld. Showed a desperate battle between the forces of good and evil. But the sun was the victor, and there was always a new dawn. The Egyptians told tales of how the vegetation that died with the harvest was reborn when things started up and was next morning. Nardo, 53-54. Everything in the universe was thought to be maintained in a constant balance without a terminus. And as humans were a part of our universe, they made this up. They find forms which existed before creation made the best of life possible. Hekka was the magical tower which enabled the gods to perform their duties and sustain all life.
Because
existence, being a part of a universal journey which began with Atum and the Bembe, was the natural state of a soul, and the thought of being eternally separated from that journey.
I didn't know they had came back here, did you?
Similar to the Christian hell, did develop in Egypt, but was by no means universally accepted. Such a belief confused the vision of the people and gave them a certain exuberance of life unmatched anywhere in the ancient world. 87. The mythology of the ancient Egyptians reflected that joy in living. The enduring admiration of Christian mythology and the culture it informed is a testimony to the power of the life-affirming message inherent in these ancient tales. For all the ancient people, the ancient Egyptian gods and goddesses represented aspects of the Egyptian natural and supernatural surroundings that helped them understand its many aspects. Demons were more powerful than human beings, but not God. They were usually immortal, could be in more than one place at a time, and could affect the world as well as people in a natural way.
But there were certain limits to that.
Among demons, the most important figure was Amit, but the devourer of the dead. Part crocodile, part lioness, and part hippopotamus. She was often she fouled the hearts of those whose wicked deeds in life made them unfit to enter the afterlife. Apepi, another important demon, sometimes called Apophis, was the enemy of the sun god in his daily cycle. His name is translated as devourer, but could also be the chilling flame eater, and she was known as devourer of millions, leading to the suggestion that the god Amher was one of her aspects. Some scholars have that role in fighting evil. According to some traditions, she lived by the scales of justice, but other sources suggested that she, like Amher, lived by a lake of fire into which the souls of the guilty This has led some to suggest that she may be linked to Sekhmet due to her leonine characteristics and her role in protecting the lake of fire. She was generally depicted as a demon with the head of a crocodile, the torso and the Amit was never worshipped and was not strictly a goddess, but her image was thought to ward off evil. She was the personification of all that the ancient Egyptians feared, and a reminder to live by the purpose of God. Forceful order. Moreover, each person was at least given the chance to defend their life before being consigned to eternal damnation. Ancient Egyptian gods and goddesses. Re was the sun god, for example, and Nut was goddess of the sky. The characters of the gods were not clearly defined. Most were generally benevolent, but their favor could not be counted on. Some were changeable characters. The god Seth, who murdered his brother Osiris, embodied the malevolent and disordered aspect of the world. The visible form taken on by the various Egyptian gods usually became one or more animal species, and an animal could express a deity's mood. When a god was angry, she might be portrayed as a ferocious lioness. When gentle, a cat. The convention was sometimes used for representations of a king who might be portrayed with a human head and a lion's body, as in the case of the Sphinx. Sphinxes might also appear with other heads, particularly those of rams. Among these were such very ancient figures as the cosmic gods of Shu of the air, Gep of the earth, the fertility god Nim, and the craftsman Ptah. There were a number of minor gods, and Talat, our goddess whose physical form combined the features of a hippopotamus and a crocodile. Nut, Shu, and Geb. Was an urban Osiris, Seth, Nephthys. Nut is usually shown in human form, her elongated body symbolizing the sky. Each limb represents a cardinal point as her body stretches over the earth. Nut follows the and gave birth each morning. She is often depicted on the ceilings of tombs, on the inside lid of coffins, and on the ceilings of temples. She was the daughter of Shu and Tefnut, the earth. She was the goddess of the place where clouds formed. In later periods, she was no longer the goddess of the daytime sky, but of the sky in general. The goddess was typically portrayed as a woman who wears on her head a vase. Many are so that her body forms a semicircle. As such, she represents the heavens. Her arms and legs represent the four pillars on which the sky rests. She is held up by her father, Shu, the god. And his knees in the air. In this position, he depicts the hills and valleys of the land. It was said that when Shu raised Nut, the sky, above Geb, the earth, he brought an end to chaos. The earth was chaos. Nut gives birth to the sun god Dimi, and he passes over her body until he reaches her mouth at sunset. He then passed into her mouth and through her body and is reborn the next morning. Another myth describes the paleolithic when he entered the Sekhtet village and continued his travels until sunset. According to the Egyptian creation myth, Hattu, the creator, created himself out of the chaotic primordial waters of Nun. As he emerged, brought with him a hill to stand upon. From that vantage point, Amun made the god of air, Shu, and the goddess of moisture, Tefnut. These two united to create the earth, Geb, the god of Nut, and it was believed that they were having intercourse continually with Nut lying on top of Geb. In any event, Ray did not watch for new gods to come into the world and compete with him for Nut's attention. Thus, Ray declared, Nut did not give us any deity. This point in time in the early history of the world, the year was 360 days long. Frustrated, Nut spoke to the god of wisdom, Tut, in order to devise a plan so that she could give birth to her children. Called the god of the moon and challenged him to a beam of chance. Khonsu could not resist the challenge, even when Tut warned him that if he lost, Tut would get to take part of Khonsu's moonlight. In those days, the blade of the moon brought the beam of chance. Khonsu lost so much of his moonlight to Tut that he became the dimmer orb in the sky.
You don't have to pay a penny for a useless doorbell camera subscription. Starting now, this revolutionary affordable subscription to the U.S. magnetic camera can be easily attached to any surface, making the installation as simple as sticking the camera anywhere you want, whether you're a qualified electrician or a housewife with no prior knowledge of electrical items. Setting up SpyFocus is breaking the company. Frustrated with the outrageous costs imposed by security companies for video surveillance equipment, Daniel and Thomas decided to create a game-changing compact camera with advanced technology to address this issue. Their vision was to offer a superior protection with maintenance fees or hidden charges. After years of dedicated development and countless prototypes, they finally unveiled their creation to the public. Unlike traditional doorbell cameras that are fixed and limited in their range, incredible security is this 150-degree viewing angle, remote live feed, two-way audio communication, full HD live video, and more. Best of all, you have complete control over these features right from your smartphone or computer. Daniel and Thomas's mission was to design an They succeeded. SpyFocus comes with a magnetized base that sticks to any surface, making it easy to hide. Stick it to walls, fridges, garages, or even carry it with you on the go. No cables or batteries required. Installing SpyFocus requires cell phone to establish a connection to your Wi-Fi. Finally, stick it anywhere in the desired location and you're all set. In less than a minute, you can monitor your surroundings from your cell phone or computer. With the rise of break-ins package thefts, fantastic opportunity to enhance your security. We are offering an exclusive 50% discount for a limited time, allowing you to purchase SpyFocus for a fraction of its real value at an unbeatable price. Plus, the founders guarantee. No questions asked. If you're not completely satisfied, simply return the product within 30 days for a full refund. This exceptional offer is subject to change or withdrawal at any time, so act swiftly. Don't miss out on this incredible discount. Take control of your security that comes by having SpyFocus by your side.
Eight-second method improves love life. If you have a step for your man and you improve your performance instead, then you can see an eight-second growth hack that has helped my husband increase his size almost overnight, while also making him rock solid anytime he wants to. Not only does it improve his performance in bed, but it also helps him restore his prostate and regrowth. Michigan University analyzed it and actually discovered that the root cause of performance issues has very little to do with your age, genetics, hormones, or medical history. It stems from Sri Lanka, the country with the longest lasting relationships in the world. Exercises, blue pills, crazy pumps, or dangerous surgery. And it's so simple my husband literally uses it while sitting on the couch or in the car. Click the link below to skip straight to the details and watch how this 8-second growth really man boosts within days. It matters to all women, and your wife or girlfriend will thank you for taking good care of this part of your body. My husband's friends are in their 50s and 60s, and they have used this to spice things up in their own bedroom and are even going out on dates again. No matter and size issues once and for all. The greedy corporates in the male enhancement industry don't want you to see this method because it's shattering their exorbitant profits. So while it's still online, watch the video below and see how you can use it to increase now.
Meanwhile, Toots used the moonlight to create four or possibly five extra days so that Nut could have her children. When Ray found out the trick Nut had pulled, he was so excited. Their father, Shu, God of the Air, to stand forever between the two. Due to her supposed role in the regeneration of the sun each day, Nort came to be considered a protector of souls in life. Nort helped the souls leave the underworld and join her in the stars. For this reason, the inside lids of many sarcophagi are painted with images of Nut, a prayer often written on ancient tombs. My mother dreads so that I am placed among the imperishable stars which are in you, and that I may not die. Symbols. Nut is most commonly depicted as a naked woman with a water pot on her head. The pot is also the river. Sometimes depicted as with hands and feet on the ground, touching it on the earth's four cardinal points and serving as the pillars of the sky. Often, Shu is seen holding her as Gep rests propped up by his elbow on the earth. Of her. The scepter is a long staff with an animal head on top and is a symbol of authority and divine power. Nut is sometimes depicted as a cow with eyes representing the sun and the moon, or a giant sunny cow whose head is the stars. The moon tree, representing protection and eternity, is another symbol associated with Nut. Powers and duties. Nut's primary duty is being the Egyptian sky goddess. However, as she who bore the gods. There are inscriptions of Nut at Dendera, the birthplace of Isis, emphasizing her importance as she who bore the gods. Nut was also protector goddess. Protector of the dead. To ask for protection for those who have died. A picture of Nut was often painted on the inside of a coffin sarcophagus to protect the dead. Sometimes she is pictured with protective wings and a symbol of the examples of the Cairo Museum. Worship. The chief cult center for Nut was at Heliopolis, but she was also worshipped as a healing goddess in Memphis at a shrine called the House of Nut. Alternative names for Nut are Nuet, Nuet, or Nuet. Pictures and descriptions of Nut are present in many forms of ancient Egyptian art. They have been found in tombs and manuscripts. For example, the painted a dark blue with many stars. When Set killed Osiris, and Isis put him back together after gathering all the body pieces, Osiris climbs a ladder called a maquette and later became god of the underworld, or she was regarded as protector of the dead. An ancient Egyptian astronomical text, The Fundamentals of the Course of the Stars, was later renamed the Book of Nut. The connection between Nut and Gep offers an alternative myth about how night and day came to be. It is said that they separated during the day, but that she reached down to the earth in the evening to meet him. Darkness set in. She was the father of Nut and Gep. He and his wife were the first gods created by Aten. Shu was the god of the air and sunlight, or more precisely, dry air, and his wife represented moisture. He was normally depicted which is so name. Shu's function was to hold up the body of the goddess Nun and separate the sky from the earth. He was not a solar deity, but his role in providing sunlight connected him to Re. Indeed, he was a new god. His name means dry, parched, withered. He was associated with the heat of the sunlight and the dryness of the air. Shu considered the god of the space and light between the sky and the earth. He was assigned to heaven. As lord of the air or atmosphere, it was Shu's duty to separate his children, the sky, the goddess Nut, and the earth, Nut's husband Gep. His eternal occupation was in the mouth of God. connection together. It was said that Shu and Tefnut were two parts of one soul. Oddly, Shu and Tefnut together had revealed that they dedicated. Shu was the son of Re or Atum, and, as mentioned previously, a father to Geb and Nut. The oldest myth about the origin of Shu states that once upon a time, the god Atum went to the In the story of the creation, Atul is described as saying, I had union with my hand, and I embraced my shadow in a love embrace. I poured seed into my own mouth, and I sent forth from myself a form of the story of doubt, and claimed that Atul's shadow acted the part of his wife. Still others state that the goddess Iusarset was Atum's wife. Although he embodied light, and so had a solar aspect, he was not restricted to the sun god, Re, or Atum. He protected the sun god from the snake demon Apep as he traveled through the underworld or the night sky, and brought the sun to life every morning. He was also thought to be the second divine pharaoh, ruling after Re. However, Apep's followers plotted his downfall and launched a vicious attack against the divine pharaoh. Although Shu defeated Apep, he became greatly in contact with the prophecy. In his weakened state, even his only son, Geb, turned against him, and so Shu abdicated the throne, leaving Geb to rule in his place. He returned to the skies to protect the sun and to wage his He had a darker side. He attended the judgment of each dead soul in the halls of Ma'at, order or justice, and led the terrifying demons who punished the souls deemed to be corrupt. He was generally the king of Ra's scepter, representing power, and an Ankh, representing the breath of life. Alternatively, he wore a headdress of a single ostrich feather, like that of Ma'at, which represented the breath of life. His skin was often painted black, possibly to represent his connection with Nubia, or to emphasize his role in the rebirth of the sun god. He is commonly shown standing on the body of Geb, with his arms raised toward him. He is filled with white, but appears as a lion, and the two are known as the twin lion gods. Less often, he is given the hind parts of a lion and the body and head of a man. In one myth, Shu and Tefnut went to his directly and gave the full of him, so he sent his eye to find them. When they returned, Frey wept and created the first humans from his tears. Another myth states that the eye of Frey, in this case Tefnut, left for new twin. So Shu said that could protect her from that. When he successfully persuaded her to return, Shu was married to Tefnut. Because of this, he was closely associated with the hunter god Anuha, meaning he who brings back one. Was all disappeared to Nubia and had to be brought home again. Shu was also identified with a fairly obscure Meroitic god named Ari Hesnefa, or Arid Snufis, to the Greeks, who also had the as the firstborn of the sun god and a divine ruler. There is no record of any temple specifically dedicated to Shu, but he was respected and revered all over Egypt, as Eunet, Dendra, there. And at Jeba, Uta's Hall, Beda, Edfu, there was a place known as the seat of Shu, Shuabla, and he was worshipped in connection with the Ennead at Eunu. His ancestors now El Yehudia, or the Mound of the Jews, where he and his wife Tefnut were worshipped in their Leonine forms. The Greeks renamed the city Leontopolis because of their popularity in the area. That guarded the eastern and western borders, linking Shu and Tefnut with Arger. In this war, Shu and Tefnut often appeared as headrests to protect the owner as they slept, such as the pharaoh. The pharaoh's queen, Nefertiti, were depicted as the personification of Shu and Tefnut, emphasizing their divinity. And the Aten represented the sun disk, the solar aspect of Shu and his link with power and magic.
Your deli is 10 to dark. It makes life a bit better.
Shu has warlike traits like Honoris and became associated with the human and with his arms raised, supporting the sky goddess Nut to keep her apart from her consort, the earth god Geb. Shu was described as dwelling in the sun's disk. He often appeared as a bearded man called the sky god. He was with the lion's head. At other times, he wore four ostrich feathers. These feathers symbolized the four columns that held up the sky when Shu himself was not there to do the job. When in his role as god of light, my daughter, the living female one, Tefnut, who shall be with her brother Shu. Life is his name. Order is her name. At first, I lived with my two children, my little, the one within me, the other without me. I rose over them, but their arms were around me. Ancient Egyptians prayed to him for a good life and prayed to him for light. People Shu appeared in tombs and temples. He was a well-known god. Temples. Shu belongs to cosmic deities, and as such, no temples were dedicated to him. Cosmic deities. Therefore, there was a need for Shu. A chapel was built to Shu, Aten, and Tefnut. No festivals have been historically verified. Shu was worshipped through prayers and gatherings. Geb was the father of Osiris. Another god associated with fertility, and it was believed that earthquakes were the laughter of Geb. He is mentioned in the pyramid texts as imprisoning the buried dead within his body. Geb was the god of the earth. Even the died of the dead, and even the strength. To note that while in most cultures the deity associated with the earth and its bounty is a woman, Mother Earth, Demeter, the Greeks, etc., the Egyptians chose a male for this role. A late period he pined for her and travelled throughout Egypt until his father Shu, who was the king of Egypt, died. On that day, Geb went to his father's palace in Memphis and found Tefnut. He took his mother and violently raped her. He went to become mighty king and earned the exclusive title Heir of the Gods. Geb was so admired as a ruler that the Egyptian throne was known by the epithet Seat of Geb. He is usually shown as a man wearing either a crown or a belt. The goose was a sacred animal to Geb. As such, he was sometimes called the Great Cackler. It was said that Geb's laughter was the source of earthquakes. Other images show him lying underneath his wife, he reclines on one elbow with a knee and arm in the air. In this way, he symbolizes the valleys and hills of the land, which was called the House of Geb. He is shown either as a dark or green-skinned man. The colors of the spirit of fire. The religious center of Geb seems to be Heliopolis. In the Book of the Dead, the pharaoh says, I am decreed to be the heir, the lord of the earth of Geb. I have union with women. To mark the ascension of the new pharaoh, involved the release of four wild geese to the four corners of the sky to bring luck to the new king. During the Ptolemaic period, Geb became identified with the Greek god. Heliopolis during the pre-dynastic period, that may postdate Huashabalaka, another Elfbird. It seems that Geb was largely worshipped as a goose, his sacred animal, during the pre-dynastic period. Was the and Dendera was also known as the home of the children of Geb. It may seem strange to have a male earthbird, most cultures associating the earth with female power, but Geb was sometimes considered to be symbolizing rebirth and renewal, from which the sun god arose in the form of a phoenix or Benben. He was given the epithet the Great Kepler because of the noise he made when the egg was laid. He was also called the House of Geb. Earthquakes were thought to be his laughter, and it was he who supplied the minerals and precious stones found in the earth as a god of mines and caves. It was said that barley grew on his ribs, and he was depicted with green patches of vegetation all over his body.
60 seconds.
He was sometimes considered to be the spouse of Renenutet. He stood in the ritual of weighing the heart of the deceased in the halls of Ma'at. The justified dead were given words of power which allowed them to ascend to the sky, while those whose hearts were weighed down with guilt were trapped in the earth. He could well the best imprisoning the dead in his body. His wife, Nut, was often depicted on the cover of a sarcophagus, while Geb was represented by the face, indicating that the justified dead were protected by both deities. They were separated by Shu, who stood on Geb and lifted Nut high up above him, creating our atmosphere by spreading the sky and gave birth to Osiris, Horus the Elder, Set, Isis, and Nephthys. Geb still longed for his sister, and was often depicted lying prone with his erect phallus pointing towards her body. He wept when he was in the world. However, it seems that his loss did not stop there. The Farcusis theory, Ptolemaic period, tells of Geb's infatuation with his mother, Tefnut. His father, Shu, fought with the followers of the serpent Akheb and was weakened.